This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with Jimmy Cash, Paul Whiteman and his music, and George and Gracie. Here they are. Well, while George is reading his morning paper in the front room, we find Gracie in the library. She's engaged in writing a letter when the library door opens and a man enters. He is tall, good-looking, and obviously very intelligent despite his youth. Hi, Gracie.
Hello, Bill. Come on in.
Well, I won't bother you, Gracie. I see you're writing a letter.
Oh, I'll be through with it in a minute. Listen, how does this sound? I'm mad about you, sweetheart. I can't live without you. I must have you for my own. Did I get over the idea that I like him?
Like him? For goodness sakes, who are you writing that to?
Big Jake.
Big Jake? Big Jake who?
I don't know. I never met him.
Well, then, Gracie, how do you know you can't live without him?
Well, it says so in this letter I'm writing.
I'm beginning to see why George always looks like he was just slugged by a commando.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Tootsie.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hello, Tootsie.
Gracie, did Big Jake write? Is there a letter for my sweetheart?
Your sweetheart? I thought he was Gracie's.
Oh, Bill, how could you think such a thing? Big Jake is going to marry Tootsie.
Well, then how come Gracie was writing to him?
Well, it's like this. You see, I joined this Lonely Hearts Club.
Oh, a Lonely Hearts Club.
Yes, and they told her about a man in Peoria who was crazy to get married.
Uh-huh, and they advised me to send him my picture, so I did.
Uh-huh, and what did the man do after he got the picture?
He dropped out of the club.
I see.
Well, I was about to give up in despair when a letter came addressed to Miss 23. That's my Lonely Hearts number.
I didn't think it was your age, Tootsie.
Oh, no, my age is 22.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, anyway, this letter was from Big Jake. He asked for my picture, too, but this time I didn't take any chances.
No, she sent him the picture of the Gamma Girl.
Oh, really? Which one? Rita Hayworth?
No.
Hetty Lamarr?
No.
Betty Grable?
No, but she didn't want her.
Well, I give up, Gracie. Who?
Me.
Oh.
Yes. It was a picture she'd given me, autographed with all my love, Gracie. So now, he thinks my name is Gracie, and she has to write my love letter so the handwriting will match.
Oh, well, now I get it. Well, Tootsie, did he send you his picture?
No, but I'm sure he's just my type. He's somewhere between 18 and 70, and he's single.
And Bill, he writes that he's a lonely rancher in Wyoming, and he has over 10,000 head of cattle.
Oh, I'm so thrilled!
Well, you should be. Imagine getting married and surrounded with beef at the same time.
Yes. Beef and married are awfully hard to get this year.
Well, Tootsie, if you're planning to get married soon, there are certain things which every young girl should know.
Oh, really, Bill? What are they?
Oh, Gracie, you're married. What about George?
Well, I'll explain them to him later.
Well, I'll tell you, girls, to be happily married... Now, don't blush. I'm going to be very frank. To be happily married, you must make sure of one thing.
What, Bill?
That there's plenty of Swan soap in the house. That's Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castiles. A regular suds and whiz.
Well, Bill, tell us about, you know, life.
Well, okay, Gracie. Have you ever noticed how the bees fly from flower to flower?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed how the birds fly from tree to tree?
Yes.
Well, that's how people fly from the dining room table to the kitchen to wash the dishes with Swan.
Oh.
Swan gives heaps of suds even in hard water, and it's so mild it helps keep your hands soft and lovely. That's why you should use Swan for every soap and water job around the house.
Bill, I don't think you're interested in seeing me happily married at all.
Oh, sure I am, Tootsie, and you'll be happily married if you remember this. Marriage is give and take, Tootsie. Share and share alike. So always break your bar of Swan in two and give half to Big Jake. Swan breaks in two with an easy twist of the wrist. So you can use half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning, and half in the bathroom for your hands and face, tub or shower. Well, goodbye, Tootsie, and I hope you'll be very happy as Mrs., Say, you don't even know that fella's last name.
Oh, that's all right. To me, he's just Big Jake.
Uh-huh. Well, Tootsie, if he marries you, he's one of the biggest Jakes I ever heard of.
good morning, Mr. Burns. You're quite a stranger.
Yeah, we don't see each other very often. Any mail this morning?
Your wife usually greets me at the door. She's a wonderful woman. You lucky dog.
Yeah, that she is. Any mail for me?
She and I are kindred spirits. We have the same jolly devil-may-care outlook on life.
Yeah, did you bring any mail?
She's very thoughtful, too. She always inquires about my health.
Look, Mr. Postman, is there any mail?
Most people just ignore it, but I find my health very interesting.
Okay. How's your health?
Oh, nice of you to ask.
Yes.
My health is always superb, Mr. Burns.
Superb, yes.
I'll wager that a few men can equal me for sheer animal virility.
Fine. Now, what kind of mail did you bring us?
Just a letter from your wife. Here you are.
Say, this must be a mistake. It's addressed to Gracie Allen, Lonely Hearts, number 23.
It's no mistake, Mr. Burns. She gets lots of those lonely heart letters and sends them, too.
She does?
Yes, a form of innocent amusement, I suppose.
Innocent amusement? Women don't join those clubs unless they're looking for romance.
Gosh, I never thought of that. But now that I look at you more closely...
Never mind. Gee, this is terrible. What about this letter? Should I open it?
I think you've got a right to open it. You're the one who made her lonesome.
Yeah, I'll open it. My darling angel dream girl, I just can't stand it no longer. When I look at the picture you sent me, I tremble so bad that I spill my victuals all over myself. So, honey, I'm coming to take you away. Big Jake, the Lonesome Ranger. Oh, no. I can't believe it. Gracie wouldn't leave me. She's used to me.
Well, I'll be going. Goodbye, Mr. Burns. And remember, keep smiling.
Keep smiling, you say.
Well, George was pretty upset by Big Jake's letter, so now he's on his way to the office of the Lonely Hearts Club to find out if Gracie is really a member.
Good afternoon, Lonely Hearts. Oh, hello, number 39. What, another one? We just got your husband last week. Oh, I see. All right, goodbye.
Is 39 getting rid of her husband already?
Yeah, she used up all his ration points.
Oh, gee, this rationing is so confusing. Red stamps, blue stamps, what's it all about?
You're such a dope, Delorme. The blue stamps are for canned goods, and the red stamps are for butter, cheese, cooking fats, and meat.
Meat, huh? You mean with these stamps, I don't have to let the butcher kiss me anymore?
No. Now the government gives you the right to slap his face.
Oh, well... What about all these letters on the stamps?
Well, you see...
I beg your pardon, miss. Is this the Lonely Hearts Club?
Yeah, sit right down, Pop. We'll try to get you a wife. It won't be easy, but we'll try.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't...
We got a new customer, Delorme.
Yeah, ain't he a pip?
I'll say. You better fill out a practically impossible card.
Oh, see here, miss.
Daniel, you didn't finish explaining to me about the letters on those red stamps.
Look, miss.
Look, Delorme, each letter stands for a different week. The first week, A's were good. This week, B's are good. Plus any A's you have left over.
Look, miss.
Oh, I get it. And next week, C's are good.
Sure, and whatever A's and B's you got left over.
Look, miss.
Oh, well, that's simple. And then the fourth week, the D's are good, plus any of the others I've still got, huh?
Yeah, but you better use them up by the end of the fourth week, because after that, they're canceled. The fifth week, you start with the E stamps.
Oh, well, I give up.
Don't give up, Pop. We'll get your wife. Say, how would you like a nice fat Indian squaw named Princess Moose Jaw?
Look, I don't want any Indians.
Look who's being choosy.
Girls, all I'm interested in is one woman.
Well, at your age, that ought to be plenty.
Do me a favor. Just look up number 23 in your file and tell me who she is.
Okay, Pop. Number 23. Oh, here we are. Say, you really picked one. This is the man craziest female in the whole club.
She is?
Yeah. Her number ought to be P38. What a pursuit job.
Is her name Gracie?
No, it's Tootsie Sagwell.
Oh, so that's it. Oh, boy. Then my wife does love me. So long, girls.
Gee, Ethel, did you hear that? He's got a wife.
Well, she wasn't our client. She can't sue us.
I'm worried, Gracie. Suppose Big Jake doesn't like me when he finds out I'm not you.
Well, you've got to make him like you. On the day you meet him, why don't you wear a very short skirt?
Gracie.
Well, I mean a tootsie. Most Western men are bow-legged, and he'll see right away that you and he have something in common. Oh, I'll answer a tootsie.
Oh, number 23, my little prairie flower.
My goodness, you must be number 97, Big Jake.
Yeah, I'm Big Jake, all right. Miss Gracie, may I call you Miss Gracie?
Why, certainly, Mr. Big.
Oh, I'm a man of action, Miss Gracie. Come to my big, strong arms.
Oh, please,
wait. Stop that, Big Jake. You let go of her.
Oh, I beg your pardon, ma'am. I didn't see you. Gosh, I sure didn't mean to hug your daughter right in front of you.
My daughter?
Oh, Tootsie isn't my mother. She's single. She's extremely single.
Yes, and I'm crazy about Westerners.
That's right. Of course, she likes Easterners and Northerners and Southerners, too, but her favorite is a man with wide open spaces.
Well, that's fine, but it's you who came to get Gracie, honey, and I can't wait no longer. The doggie of desire is a-frisking around in the corral of my heart.
Oh, really? How bad it tickles.
Come on, honey. Come on, get your duds packed and let's hit the trail.
Well, Big Jake, you see, I'm not, Oh, my goodness, Tootsie, look.
What, Gracie?
Oh, coming up the walk, my H-U-S-D-A-N-D.
I know what that was.
You do?
Yep, that was spelling.
Yes. Big Jake, you better step in the next room.
Well, what for, honey?
Well, there's a brush salesman coming up the walk, and, well, we're not married yet, and I like to try the brushes on before I buy them.
Yeah, come on, Big Jake.
Oh, thank goodness. Hello, George.
Gracie, I have a confession to make. This morning, I thought you were in love with another man. In fact, I got so upset, I went right out to buy a box of candy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Then I discovered it was Tootsie, not you, so naturally I didn't buy the candy.
Oh, naturally. That's the trouble with you husbands. You never buy candy for your wives unless you're jealous.
Well, that's right.
Oh, Big Jake. Come on in, Big Jake. Your little prairie flower is waiting.
Oh, I know you couldn't wait no longer, honey. Come to my big strong arms.
Hey, what is this? Let go of her.
George, make it a salted chocolate with plenty of nuts.
Now, look, Jake, I'm telling you for the last time, you can't marry Gracie. She's my wife.
But doggone it, I gotta take a gal back home with me. Them there hills are mighty lonely.
Well, Tootsie's the girl you've been riding to. Take her.
Them there hills ain't that lonely.
But, Jake, beauty is only skin deep, and Tootsie will lose most of hers the first time she rides a horse.
Yes, it's bound to be an improvement.
I ain't interested.
Oh, Jake, don't you get tired of looking at the faces of those same old cows every day?
I sure do.
Well, then, Tootsie's just what you need, a new face.
Yes, please marry me, Jake.
Yes, please marry her, Jake.
For Pete's sake, marry her, Jake.
No, sir, I ain't going to do it.
Jake, if you don't marry Tootsie, you can go to jail.
What are you talking about?
Breach of promise. We have it in writing that you promised to marry Lonely Heart number 23. Well, that's Tootsie.
Why, George, that's wonderful. Well, you're the smartest man I ever met and married.
Yes, I get an idea every 4 or 5 years.
Well, which will it be, Jake? Either you marry Tootsie or you spend the rest of your life in prison.
Doggone it, that's a mighty tough choice to make.
Well, you won't like prison, Jake. I've seen what it's like in the movies, and it's awful. The only nice thing about it is that Humphrey Bogart is always in the next cell.
You better think it over, Jake.
Yep. Every day they come in and shine lights in your eyes and say, where were you on the night of July 6th? And then they hit you over the head with a blue jacket.
You better think it over, Jake.
I ain't gonna marry that gal.
Keep trying, sweetheart. I'll answer the door. Oh, come on in, Bill.
Oh, what's doing, George?
Well, we're trying to sell a guy on the idea of marrying Trixie Sagwell.
Oh, well, brother, if you can do that, you can sell soda pop to W.C. Fields.
Say, Bill, maybe you can help.
Yeah?
Tell this fella that you're crazy about Tootsie, and he won't think she's such a mess.
Oh, George, only a heel could do that.
But you'd get rid of Tootsie.
And I'm just the heel who can do it. Come on.
Well, come on.
Tootsie. Tootsie, my darling. They tell me you're leaving me to marry another man. Is this true, my beloved?
Huh?
And this must be the lucky guy. Big Jake. Congratulations, partner.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't planning to marry
now, Jake, you're a Westerner, a rancher, so I'm going to talk your language. Tootsie Sagwell is pure stock.
She is?
Pure stock.
A thoroughbred, huh?
Pure stock.
Yes, sir. A thoroughbred. Why, Jake, I'll put Tootsie up against any horse in your corral. The looks, speed, stamina, appetite.
Bill, please. I feel like I ought to neigh for him.
Big Jake, I can truthfully say that if you marry Tootsie Sagwell, you'll be getting the prettiest, the fairest flower in all the land.
Really?
Absolutely. Because as a wedding present, I'm giving you the Swan Rainbow assortment of gladiolus bulbs. Here's a swan wrapper and a dime. That's all you need. You see, the swan people will send this wonderful assortment of 8 gladiolus bulbs, including a special feature bulb called the Swan White, to anyone who sends in a wrapper from any size bar of swan soap, along with 10 cents, to Gracie Allen, Box 7, New York City.
My, what a pretty name. Say it again, Bill.
Gracie Allen, Box 7, New York City.
Bill, the man wants a wife.
Of course he wants a wife. And that's not all you want, Big Jake. By and by, you'll want some little, you know, growing up around the house, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, plant those bulbs, and soon they'll be growing up. Yes, sir, these gladiolus bulbs are the kind florists use for their choicest cut flowers. And they'll grow into big, satiny blooms of many colors, with as many as 16 flowers to each stem. Some of them as large as 4 inches across. That's the kind of flowers you'll have if you marry Tootsie.
Well, Bill, you're confused, Jake. He won't know whether to marry Tootsie or plant her.
Oh, marry her, Jake. Marry her and, well, don't mind these tears in my eyes. The best man won. I loved her, yes, but you loved her more.
Why, Bill, I didn't know you felt that way.
Yes. Oh, well, that's life.
Partner, I want to thank you. If you hadn't spoke your piece, I might have walked out on this little gal.
No.
Yep. But if she meant that much to a good-looking feller like you, she must have hidden charms. Tootsie, let's get hitched. What do you say?
Hallelujah!
You can say that again.
Yes. Do you know where we can find a parson, honey?
Do I? I've got a map of the city with everyone marked in case of emergency. Come on.
Yes, take her, Big Jake. And know that with her you take a piece of my heart. Bless you both. I wish you happiness. The happiness I can never know without Tootsie.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Oh, wait, stop.
Well, what's wrong, Gracie?
Well, you can't do it, Tootsie. You can't marry Big Jake. You're breaking Bill's heart.
Gracie!
Bill, you've got to marry her. He loves you, Tootsie.
Gracie, Bill just said that.
I know, I heard him, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
Gracie, I think I'd better go ahead and marry Big Jake. You know what they say about a bird in the hand.
Well, I don't care how much moss it gathers.
Moss? Look, Gracie.
Oh, Tootsie, you'll just have to marry Bill right away.
Now, wait a minute, Gracie. I'm not in love with Tootsie. I just said that to get Big Jake steamed up.
You did?
Yes.
Well, then I'm calling this deal off. And what's more, I'm a-leaving.
And I'm a-going with you.
And I'm a-going, too.
Oh, Gracie, there he goes. And now I'll never be a prairie flower.
Oh, poor Tootsie. Do you want a handkerchief?
No, I want a man.
Tootsie, if I can think of a way to get you a man, will you stop crying?
Yes.
Well, let me see now. We could... No. Well, why don't we... know. We've tried that. Well, Tootsie, you know something?
What?
You better stop crying again.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.